Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, President. President, cooperation and assistance are vital to support state parties as they accomplish their obligations under the Convention. For this to be effective and efficient, all stakeholders, all those active in the field, must have a good understanding of the priorities of the country affected and affected population. And we have a very useful platform under the Convention for this. We wish to encourage the individualized approach, but we are aware as well that this should be a catalyst to strengthen international cooperation, planning, and national implementation. Therefore, GICHD greatly appreciates the activities of the committee to encourage state parties to hold a regular dialogue with stakeholders in the country, in particular through establishing national mine action platforms. We support the efforts of Angola, Sri Lanka, and Yemen. This progress they have achieved is evident in the report submitted to this assembly. The Geneva Center encourages dialogue and exchange of experience between affected countries through our regional cooperation programs. In particular, we work with Arabic-speaking and French-speaking countries and with the Central and East European countries. And this program aims to strengthen technical capacity through an exchange of best practice in local languages. Last year, through our regional Arab cooperation program, we organized a workshop on the risks of explosive devices and a capacity building program for gender focal points in the Middle East and North Africa. Our center has also carried out training programs for East Europe, the Caucasus and Central Asia region, and organized a workshop on improvised explosive devices and risk education in Benin, in the context of our French-speaking cooperation program. President, activities to make mine action part of a larger agenda is another major path to explore to promote partnership to implement the Convention. Since 2019, the Centre has published 8 studies to demonstrate the medium and long-term impact of mines on sustainable development. The most recent study was carried out together with UNDP, focused on Iraq, Somalia, and South Sudan. Moreover, our Centre holds regional training initiatives in Southeast Asia and in North Africa in particular, to strengthen knowledge and knowledge sharing and to promote knowledge of the link between sustainable development and mines. Work is underway to strengthen the link between reducing the risks linked to explosive weapons and the Women Peace Agenda to guarantee that national action plans include relevant references to anti-mine actions and to demonstrate how this work contributes to that agenda. Finally, we have bilateral cooperation that we have analysed for border regions with a case study on cross-border cooperation between Peru and Ecuador, and this will be launched at the beginning of next year. Joint demining efforts, in particular along shared borders, is of particularly vital importance for capacity building, for localization of resources, for information sharing, for planning, and the operationalization of coordinated mine clearance efforts. These activities along borders do not only focus on reducing the risks for the population, but also promote trust, confidence, peace, and development. President, we have seen remarkable achievements. We have some 30 state parties, which under Article 5 have declared themselves to be mine-free. Others are not far off achieving this lofty objective. It is important that we see further success stories of these kinds for affected state parties and for the good of convention. We must see this progress, and if we all keep providing targeted assistance, as the Ambassador of France and other delegations have underscored, we will achieve this objective. The Geneva Centre is delighted to pursue cooperation with our partners at all levels to intensify our collective efforts for the successful implementation of the Convention. Thank you.